The following program is brought to you by the Humble Farmer Bed and Breakfast in St. George, Maine. Thank you for listening. While blow-drying my hair in front of the mirror this morning, I noticed that my hair up forward was getting thin. 70 or so years ago, someone on the radio said, "Hey, Noodles, did you know that your hair is getting thin?" And Noodles said, "So who wants fat hair?" You're likely to remember things you heard on the radio 70 years ago because, well, there wasn't all that much of anything else around at the time that was worth remembering 70 years ago. The thin hair thing must have been a standard vaudeville line at one time, just as now people never tire of hearing, "You can't get there from here." But I got to thinking how I envied 80-year-old men who worry about losing their hair. If you worry about losing your hair when you're 80 years old, would it not indicate that otherwise you must be in pretty good shape?
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking. Hey, watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music.
Here on the Humble Farmer. Thank you for listening. What a wealth of material there is on your Facebook page. I'm always delighted when I stray onto it. Remember the times we have talked about the many oblique ways of boasting about your affluence, you know, without actually coming right out and saying, hey, I'm rich. The best way to boast of your tremendous income is to complain about your income tax. A close second to that is to whine about how it bugs you that countless millions of lazy people have driven up the national debt to $17 trillion by their dependence on food stamps. Yes, I know. You know countless other ways to say, I'm rich, without coming out and saying I'm rich, but here's one I had never seen before. You can let everyone know you are rich if you mention on your Facebook page that you buy your clothes at second-hand stores. I don't get a new pair of shoes or a nice-looking jacket until some friend about my size dies. Ghana, Errol Ghana, playing doo-loo-loo, getting on the keys. Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. Today is my mother's birthday. She would be 100 years old today if she lived. Today is Glenn Hall's birthday. Today is Dave Rowe's birthday. My mother liked Ghana, which made me think of her when I just played that tune. Have you ever gone into a Bentley showroom and kicked the tires you know, pretending that you were seriously considering buying one of these fine machines? Or have you ever gone into an art gallery and spent an hour or two or more with a salesman, you know, pretending to decide which of two N.C. Wyeth paintings you will be taking home that day? There might be a few people who do it, but, you know, most of us would feel like we were making fools of ourselves if we tried to step out of our own skins and pretend to be a bit more economically successful than we really are. As we travel the road of life, most of us accept the fact that there are places we can simply not afford to be. On a boat going down the Rhine, Super Bowl games. I can remember speaking at a humor conference in Anaheim one time and standing outside the gates at Disneyland because it cost $40 or so to get in. Now, you certainly know what I'm talking about here. And this does not distress us because we're comfortable with our station in life. However, if you would be uncomfortable walking into an environment where you have no economic business being, you can understand why I am a bit on edge as we sit here chatting now. A former student of mine has invited Marcia and me to join her for dinner tomorrow in a restaurant. Bix by De Beck. 45 or so years ago, I used to teach in the same school down Friendship, Maine, as I taught there with Mrs. Burns. And her granddaughter, Katie, says, "You and I have arrived at the same conclusion. It is far more convenient to borrow your neighbor's dog than to own one yourself." May I point out now that many Maine men have come to the same conclusion about wives?